Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. This hadith is about one of the virtues of his father, Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam. As you know, we are in the solemn month of Muharram. This is the month in which Imam Husayn alayhi salam and his faithful companions, along with some of his family members, were brutally martyred and killed on the plains of Karbala. And for this, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners and our audience a solemn condolence. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to accept all of your acts of worship and mourning in this holy month. You know, many virtues have been narrated about Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam, more than can be described. In this program today, we are going to be looking at one of the virtues which has been narrated from his son, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, regarding his father, Imam Husayn alayhi salam. A person named Shu'ayb ibn Abdul Rahman al-Khuza'i, he said the following. He narrates that a mark was seen on Husayn alayhi salam's back on the day of Taf, meaning the day of Ashura, the day of the 10th of Muharram, when Imam Husayn alayhi salam was martyred. As you know, on the day of Ashura, after the Imam was martyred, the enemies of the Imam, the soldiers of the army of Yazid ibn Muawiyah alayhi la'na, they ransacked the bodies of the martyrs. They took off the garments, even the garments that they were wearing, perhaps the jewelry that they had on, and so on and so forth. And so the body of the Imam, parts of the body of the Imam were bare. And a person, he saw the back of the Imam. There was certain marks on the back of the Imam's body. So they asked Imam Zainul Abidin about this. What are these marks, O Imam? And he replied, this is the mark left by the sacks of food that he carried on his back to the houses of widows, orphans, and the destitute. As you know, this is one of the virtues of all of the Imams, alayhim assalam. It's been transmitted that the Imams, all of them, in the night, in the darkness of the night, they would take sacks of food in the city and deliver them to the widows and the orphans and the destitute and the poor of the city. And nobody would know about this. Not only would no one know about this, but even those poor people themselves, they would not know and they would not recognize who the person was who was delivering these wares and these goods to them. And it was only after the Imam passed away that these poor people, realized that, the people who were, bringing them this charity was in fact the Imam. And, people would become astonished on this. This is, in fact, a tradition going all the way back to Imam Ali alayhi salam. He would do this. It's famous that he would do this, and the Imams following him, they made this a sunnah, a tradition that all of them carried out, including Imam Husayn alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at one of the virtues of Imam Husayn alayhi salam in the words of his son, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.